Now we know how the old widowers and widows must feel sitting around the cenotaphs and parks, feeding the pigeons in their isolated soundproof cell. What a terrible, lonely hell. We may as well be carrying a couple of clapboards or ringing out the proverbial leper's bell. The TV and the telephone seem to have become our only friend as we idle alone through the churchyard to a charity shop on a mercy mission of make, do and mend. It's almost like a state of war as we mill around on meager rations, listening to the corona. Casualties come in as though there'd be some football league score. The old and the meek, they stand across the street, not daring to come close. They shout their salutations till their voices are too hoarse to speak. The infected, they are given a telephone tag that signals the location of this leperia. Make sure they don't stray out of their solitary confinement gulag. Nobody now goes to work, where once it was thought to be a shirk of the lowly, lazy, unemployed. They're now the best prepared comparison to this aphoristic mandroid. Steadily, I think we shall segregate into two separatist camps, one being the immaculate cleans and the other the COVID-carrying 19s. But for now, we seem to all be postulating like the Trappist monk into our singularity cells of isolation, where once a beautiful society all but seems now defunct.